producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, he is Dr. Batar, and you just missed our, we had the sexy segment of the night, and Pamela Anderson has declared herself hepatitis C free, and to celebrate, she posted a nude picture of herself, but we waited till you, well, we got that out of the way, so you wouldn't be distracted anyway.
Well, thank you so much for making sure that distraction did not affect me.
Okay. Well, we have some other distracting stories of the medical profession and some of the absurdities within it, of course, as we do advanced medicine together each and every week. But we do point out some of these things to help others that are new to the show in particular, because our longtime listeners know a lot about, for instance, the fallacy of fearing cholesterol. And this is an interesting opening story. I meant to get to it last hour. I'm kind of glad I didn't, because I thought you might appreciate this. There's a study that did a cash for lower cholesterol analysis. They developed a program to say, hey, maybe we could incentivize lowering cholesterol if we would pay patients for a successful reduction in numbers. Or maybe we should pay the doctors for a successful reduction in numbers with the patients. Maybe we should pay both of them. Maybe we should pay none of them. And in this study, none of it worked. The compliance at best for taking these cholesterol-lowering medications were in the 30 percentiles, like 32%, 33%. There's such a non-compliance with statin drugs, and I have a feeling you know why.
Well, you know, it's interesting that they're trying to incentivize doctors and patients to reduce cholesterol, and you and I both know that when there's so much emphasis put in something like this, it's usually an absolute waste of time, because anything worthwhile, like, let's say, toxicity-related heavy metals, persistent organic pollutants, nobody ever talks about it. In fact, it's just ridiculed. So by definition, pretty much wherever they put their emphasis, you know it is probably the least important, if even important at all, issue that they're refocusing and diverting attention to, creating distractions similar to the reality shows that are causing distractions from the real issues.
Sure.
For politics and economics and such.
Well, think about the numbers involved in terms of, I guess we call markup on drugs. If they can now afford to pay doctors and patients to be compliant with taking those drugs, I mean, there's a warped market for drugs. I mean, there's no sense of reality in this drug market.
No, none at all. And of course, you and I both know that it is so far from being a sustainable model, it's not even funny. So it's probably about as sustainable as Monsanto's idea of sustainability in agriculture is concerned in the United States.
True. So, oh, and by the way, did you hear about the Trans-Pacific Partnership? I know your brother really was, you know, into following those things as well, Shahid, but the Monsanto, it's like they wrote the whole thing. You know, it's like all about trade with Asia, and this would overwrite the ability of national sovereignty. In other words, if a nation decided we don't want GMOs, if they're party to this TPP, they're going to, like, it's going to override whatever they want or don't want in regards to GMOs. So you brought up Monsanto, and I thought, oh my gosh, they're going at this global governance thing.
No, I did not hear about that. I do know, though, that apparently there was a class action lawsuit filed in India. When was that? Last year, was it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think so.
I think Mike covered the story, but there was a class action lawsuit with, I think, 3,000, 4,000 plaintiffs in India. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I think we covered it. I mean, listen, the heat on Monsanto globally, it's growing. The stock is tanking. yet at the same time, they play long ball. You know, that long view. They look 100 years in the future to say, you know, even though we're taking some hits now, if we get, like, Asia, all the countries in Asia to sign on to this Trans-Pacific Partnership in the name of global free trade, before they know it, because, by the way, you know, as Clinton before, but now Obama, you know, promoted this, nobody could read it. They weren't even allowed to read it. The senators weren't allowed to read it. And now that we're seeing what it says, it basically it overwrites national sovereignty, as most of these trade treaties do. No free trade. It's managed trade on a global scale, and they'll mandate the allowance for GMO foods in these countries that have already banned them.
Yeah, it's amazing that they're trying to even do this. I saw an article recently about the 690 or 670 Monsanto-owned companies to boycott, and I thought that's probably the most intelligent way of us to help facilitate the tanking of Monsanto by not supporting these companies. But then when you think about it, 620 companies or 670 companies, whatever it is, I mean, their outreach is amazing. I mean, this is, you talk about an entangled web.
Sure. And the thing is, when they find competition, they buy it. They simply buy it. And even if it's, let's say, in the organic type industries, we've seen a lot of these global corporations, these conglomerates that are very pro-GMO, buy up these organic companies. So the money they make, even if they keep them organic, they've used that profit to go against those who don't want GMOs.
Right, right, exactly. You know, watching their Gestapo-like activity and how they went after some of the small farmers and just the tactics that they used, it's truly unbelievable. You would think that stuff like that was not possible in today's modern commerce, and yet that's exactly what they do. And the threats and the intimidation tactics and all these different things. So it is a strange world that we live in, and certainly any way that people can, within the you know, confines of what's considered acceptable, you know, short of going out and just killing people, you know, boycott and help to reduce their profits, so that, you know, with some luck, it might actually, I don't know, they could ever be taken down and, you know, go out of business, but it would be interesting to see, because I'm pretty sure that they're the people that have created Monsanto, I'm sure they're probably part of the Big 12 families. And
oh yeah, you get down to the control of the planet on some level, economically or otherwise, you'll see that they're playing it with those big boys in those big sandboxes that they have. But very toxic. I would say that they probably don't have enough cholesterol in their brains, or they might think more clearly.
Right.
Or maybe they are thinking clearly, they're just evil. I mean, that could be the other argument here. And back on the cholesterol front, because, you know, they were promoting this idea of paying patients and doctors to, you know, get together so that they could have better cholesterol numbers. And again, we've talked about this extensively. These numbers are bunk to begin with, because they don't have real ancestry to determine what is a healthy cholesterol level. And we also acknowledge the fact that cholesterol isn't even the cause of heart disease. You've acknowledged your own history of your own body, of your extraordinarily high cholesterol levels, and for some reason you're not running for the hills.
Right, and the thing is that the mechanism of action that we're talking about, certainly there may be certain aspects that need to be taken into consideration, but when you start looking at exercise and dietary intake being the two most substantial components, and when I say dietary intake, I'm not talking about taking in not taking in foods that are low in cholesterol, that's not what I mean, but taking mm-hmm. in foods that are high in, you know, the vegetable content and the good animal proteins, and staying away from the sugars. It's the sugars that cause the triglycerides and cholesterol and that entire lipid cascade to throw a big wrench into the entire machinery. And then you've got, on top of that, the resulting hyperinsulinemia and the glucose, you know, ranges spiking up. And then that's what all causes this entire cholesterol, triglyceride, heart disease issue to actually occur.
Mm-hmm.
And the emphasis is put on cholesterol-lowering drugs, on foods that are low in cholesterol and fat, which then, by definition, they're going to be high in sugar, which is actually promoting the problem now. So the emphasis is completely on the wrong side. In fact, it's almost sinister because the emphasis is placed on the very things that create the problem to make it get worse. And then the statin drugs, of course, then cause other side effects like decreasing the body's levels of coenzyme Q10, ubiquinone, which is essential for the mitochondria to work. And all the research originally showed, as we've talked about before on the show, that the use of statin drugs mandates the concomitant usage of or supplementation with the coenzyme Q10, but that was very conspicuously left out of the material after the research showed it, and the marketing material was left out. And when questioned why was that left out, why was that essential portion left out, the answer was, well, coenzyme Q10 is too expensive, and so we left that part out. So this is an interesting history when you start looking at the statin drugs and the use of, in fact, even their red rice yeast.
Red yeast rice from China. That basically is the origin point for the synthetic statins.
Exactly. And, you know, even those substances are known to cause, they're much safer, and they don't have the same side effect profile, but they even deplete the body's levels of coenzyme Q10, so you do need to supplement coenzyme Q10. But the interesting thing is that the original research clearly shows that when you use these statin drugs, you must, not that it's recommended, but that you must use supplemental coenzyme Q10 because the body's supplies are reduced.
Yeah, well, a lot of them, the rhabdomyolysis, or what do they call that, their muscle wasting. I mean, if you don't have the CoQ10, the mitochondrial function ceases or is reduced greatly, you're going to be in a heap of trouble. This is why that even when they paid these patients, they wouldn't be compliant on statin drugs. There are too many nasty direct effects that they call side effects of taking the drug. And by the way, they were offering upwards of $1,000 per doctors who actually met targets with their patients. I can do for $24 a month, I can elevate HDL levels so that these ratios are such that the peer-reviewed literature, if they want to go against it, they can, but the doctors would have to admit, wow, the HDL to LDL is so good, I got no complaints, even if your levels are high. With a GTF chromium, a whole food form, I've done it for many years, $24 a month. I mean, you want to save some money? There you go.
Well, these are the types of things that would be super beneficial for people if they start doing it. In fact, if you look at the most common side effect from the Mevacors and the other statin drugs, Lopid and Mevacor were the two big ones that come to mind. Their biggest side effect that people complain within the first week is the weakness that they're feeling in their extremities, the muscle wasting or the muscle fatigue that they feel, and they just don't have any strength to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll correct that and a whole lot more as we've been doing for years together. Dr. Racha Bittar, he's also at drbuttar.com. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Lots more healing to go. We do have a diabetes story we're going to cover. Maybe it'll fall into the moment of duh category. You'll have to stick around to hear it. And back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, where do we go? We got lots of stories about food today with Dr. Batar. By the way, if you're a new listener, also his international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Don't go anywhere without it. Certainly when I'm doing my presentation, it's one of the key books. I say this is a must-read. So please, if you haven't gotten it already, link it up. You can find it. It's also on Amazon. Let's see. You know, we've talked about the attack on medical personnel and nurses, right? The whole we got to get everybody shot up with the flu vaccine, even though it doesn't work, but you just have to do it anyway, right? And there's now stories about non-medical office employees refusing flu shots and losing their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that would happen in your clinic, though.
No, it wouldn't happen in my clinic, but I'll tell you what happened recently. And my daughter is graduating from college in a month, and she's actually getting ready to take her licensing exam in December for her RN, and she starts as an RN in January. And the hospital, she's decided to do that for a year before deciding whether she wants to go to medical school, but she was told basically she had to get the flu shot for in order for her to be able to work in a hospital. And so this was something that we were trying to figure out how to go about, and I won't tell you what our plan was, but
okay.
I'm pretty sure you can guess what the plan was. But the problem was nobody even has the flu shot available. So you can't buy the flu shot. You have to go to the Walgreens or CVS or one of these places to get the flu shot. So they had the flu mist, which is inhaled, and she told me, she said, Dad, I think they're going to make us, they're going to watch us.
Uh-huh.
And, boy, you talk about, how all the things that we did. Because she said, I don't have a choice now because otherwise I can't take my exam and Mm-hmm. And I was a little shocked, but I understood what she was saying. And so she calls me and she says, "Here's what I need you to do, Dad." She goes, "I need some coconut oil. I need the silver."
Mm-hmm.
And she basically coated her nose with mm-hmm. the coconut oil. She did her own little research to find out what do you do to make sure that you don't you minimize this effect. So basically, she took coconut oil, put it in her nose. She sprayed the silver before.
Yep.
She went in there. They did the flu mist, and she said the pharmacist watched her. Then he went to get the vial to sign up on the paperwork. So she blew her nose.
Yep.
She went to the bathroom, rinsed it out, sprayed more silver.
Beautiful.
To the office, got an ozone UVBI and a molecular ionic silver solution IV.
Nice.
And then continued to use silver for another 24 hours. So,
nice. You know, listen, she neutralized, because that flu mist is a live virus. You will shed right. that for 28 days, they say.
Right. So, the thing is that the one good thing about the live virus is that things like ozone and silver are going to be even more effective against
exactly, those virus. Exactly. You actually nailed it. That's a brilliant strategy for some. Listen to that. For those who are cornered in the way that your daughter is, that, you know, you can't get out of it. And I don't like those scenarios any more than you do, Dr. Bitar, but that's a brilliant strategy. You're going to neutralize the negative impact, and you're going to stop it from ever, let's say, shedding for others who are genuinely vulnerable should this thing happen.
You know, the funny thing was, though, I'm looking at this whole scenario unfolding before me, and I'm thinking, look at the amount of effort that we're doing to just be in compliance with the law that's or a requirement that's ridiculous from these hospitals, mm-hmm. Just to safeguard your own health. You have to do this foolish thing, and then spend. I mean, the flu mist was, I think, $40, but the two IVs and all that other stuff. And I had not heard about the coconut oil. That was pretty smart too.
Well, lauric acid is one of those things that can help, but also just the fact that you've slicked it out, it's going to have a harder access into your mucous membranes.
Exactly, because it's providing a coating to that mm-hmm. that's more difficult for the virus to penetrate. Exactly. I just thought it was interesting, and she came up with the whole plan herself. She told me exactly what she needed, because I've never bothered looking at, how do you prevent it. So she said, "Okay, I got to take it, Dad. This is what I need. I need X, Y, and Z." And she did it all, and then I told her, I said, "Well, listen, as soon as you do it, come back to the office." So she actually left from the, because she works in the office, she left from the office, got it, came back, and immediately was hooked up with an IV and did all the things.
Oh, nice. Neutralized it very well. You can also do, the multi-strain flu relief formulas out there homeopathically if you'd like. It's interesting because it's a different formulation than that which they inject. I don't believe there's any mercury in the flu mist one either. So, advantages. Nicely done. Tell your daughter, way to go. We were very proud of her. Good strategy there. All right, when we come back, moment of doubt perhaps related to diabetes type 2. Yeah, indeed, and has to do with some home cooking perhaps. I like home cooking. I know Dr. Bitar does too. We're going to come back with more powerful healing. It's advanced medicine. MedicalRewind.com if you ever miss a show. The easiest way to catch it with Dr. Bitar.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, if you want to know what we're covering or what we've already covered, go to robertscottbell.com, linking out all the cool stories that we cover, but give you perspective that you won't hear anywhere else in the broadcast media, including much of the alternative media. We've got viewpoints that are unique. Partly because of Dr. Batar's unique set of skills, partly because of my own, partly because Super Don makes it sound so good. So we got a lot of things going on here. And if you ever miss a show, particularly our second hour Monday evenings, medicalrewind.com, easiest way to get right to it. Hundreds of hours of great, great healing, broadcast healing information. Dr. Pitar, we, you know, sometimes from time to time, of course, we like to refer to the scientific literature when appropriate, studies that are done. Some of them, you know, that actually do push the research envelope in a good way. Others where you just scratch your head and you wonder if we have once again encountered today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by Mom's Home Cooking. It might be a little bit better, a wee bit better for you if you have type 2 diabetes. It can reduce your incidence of type 2 diabetes. It might even reverse it. Dr. Pitar, is this counterintuitive or is this a moment of duh? Home cooking might be better than going out to eat who knows what.
Yeah, it's. I'm not quite sure what the agenda of that study is going to be, but obviously at home cooking, then you're going to have to be able to control the ingredients. And I would think that that would be far superior than to eat anything else. Certainly better than fast food.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, the subheadings here says the study finds it was linked to fewer sugar-sweetened beverages and lower weight.
Yep, I think that's definitely a moment of duh.
Yeah, listen, I'll be honest. You know, I've talked about my upbringing. Standard American diet, fast food, and all the Coca-Cola we could drink. I mean, we were looking for deals. Can we get a 6-pack? No, it's cheaper to get a 12-pack. Get a case, right? So we were of the generation that began to drink soft drinks at home, the sugar-sweetened carbonated beverages. And yet, in this study, they're now finding that people that eat at home more, you're actually going to have fewer of these things than ever before.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess I'm not... What were they trying to show that basically it was healthier not to eat at home?
Yeah, basically they're arguing here that they found a significant reduction, if you will, in, let's say, worsening of type 2 diabetes. Sometimes they consider it a better management. They talk about the risk for it dropping by, well, it's not a huge drop, only 2%. For each dinner prepared at home, they say the risk is decreased by 4%. So there's some significant statistical evidence to show that eating at home, you are going to be eating better and you're less likely to, let's say, induce this type 2 diabetes response.
And somebody paid for the study, I guess, right?
Now, I'm trying to figure out who paid for this. Study author Gang Zong, a research fellow at Harvard's T.H. Chan. It's like Jackie Chan has a school of public health in Boston, I guess.
Yeah, it's amazing that they're putting resources and money towards these type of things. But I guess, I mean, it's good that they're establishing this and maybe getting it published. But the point is, why do you need a publication to tell you the intuitively obvious? You know, studies have shown that. I think I told you right about the gastrointestinal study. They showed that. 9 out of 10, it was gastroenterology journal, and they showed that 9 out of 10 patients that were constipated just don't give a shit.
Oh, no, you did not just say that.
That's not a bad one, is it?
Oh, you know, Dr. Pitar, sometimes I wonder where you're from, that you don't know certain, anyway. Woohoo, yeah, way to go, Dr. Pitar. That's all right, he's a doctor. He's a doctor, he can say that. Well, let's move on to the next story. A mom's excessive caffeine habit contributed to her death, says pathologist. Again, this is almost another moment of duh. You've got a woman here who, I don't know, how many Pepsi Maxes was she drinking? She's already on fluoxetine, a prescription antidepressant, and she says her mother, she's just drinking Pepsi Max because she's got a dry mouth.
So what was this? So she died from a caffeine overdose?
Yeah, well, the pathologist says this 38-year-old woman named April, or is it a death in April? It's hard to understand how they're writing it here. It wasn't directly due to alcohol, but rather the ingestion of excessive fluoxetine exacerbated by excessive use of caffeine. So a combination of an antidepressant and caffeine that messed her up to the point of death.
Well, Wow.
Yeah, and it's like, think about this. As many, I don't know, statin drugs are the most prescribed, are the antidepressants right up there in the top three to top five for sure. And how many of those people are regularly drinking loads of caffeine?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So another contraindication I wonder if the pharmacists are up on.
Well, I wonder whether the methyl xanthines in coffee or in caffeine, I should say, actually contributed to that.
Yeah, well, it's another one of the stimulant society that we're in. I mean, if we're not happy, we got to take a drug. If we are happy, we'll take something to elate us even further, whether it be caffeine to hyperstimulate our adrenal function temporarily. And then there is a story here about eating and about feeling happier. This story says, want to feel happier? Try eating this. Now, I'm going to ask you, Dr. Bitar, if this ever happened to you when you felt a little bummed out, and you chose a food that would make you happy, was your first choice low-fat vanilla yogurt?
Well, clearly chocolate is the right answer.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Now, listen, if I'm going to be eating yogurt, it's going to be whole, full-fat yogurt. I'm not going with this no-fat stuff. That's garbage. But some reason they've determined that of all the things that will make you happy, for some reason, I don't understand this one, that they've determined it's low-fat vanilla yogurt.
That is interesting.
Positive emotional response. I don't know. Super Don, you got your ears on? Have you ever been depressed or bummed out or something bad happened and you reached for some low-fat vanilla yogurt and felt happy?
Oh, every time. Every time. I just, you know, I'm not feeling so well today. God, I'm so bummed out. I think I need some low-fat yogurt.
No, I think... Go ahead, Dr. Bitar.
I should do an ad for the low-fat yogurt industry because that was very convincing.
Now I'm going to reach for some, right?
You know, yeah, like almost
if you're happy
the drug
and you
commercials,
know,
you know, when they're fogging the beach with side effects of death and hemorrhage in the background that the narrator's discussing, but it was almost that convincing.
Now, I think dark chocolate's the better choice. You know, preferably, you know, the organic rich, not the fake vanillin where they do the synthetic vanilla. I mean, the real stuff, and there's plenty of, I mean, you can go into any mass market merchandiser and find really high quality organic dark chocolates. I mean, it's not like it used to be like the rare thing to find in a health food store. Now it's everywhere.
But, you know, Robert, here's an interesting thing, though. What I found the most interesting with this particular thing that you just read was that mm-hmm. it was low fat. They were trying to be politically correct by, can you mm-hmm. imagine the backlash that they would have gotten if they had said regular vanilla yogurt or regular fat? And, of course, they can't say that. So there's the political component that more than likely is why they said low-fat, which if it's low-fat, then it's going to be high in sugar. And if it's high in sugar, then you might as well just take sugar.
Right.
Because that's what's going to give you that euphoric high, if you will. It has nothing to do with the low-fat yogurt aspect.
The proverbial spoonful of sugar. But, you're right. If you think about it, though, let's go back to that fat issue because we still are battling on that, even though more and more science validates what we've been saying. Fat is not the enemy. You know, we want healthy fats, of course, clean fats. But the fact is, if you're feeling a little bummed out, it can be due to the fact that you don't have enough fat in your system because what does the brain and the nervous system need? What is it mostly made of?
Exactly. Exactly. It's all fat. That's what mm-hmm. we need. We need... In fact, you know, it's interesting, the brain is predominantly fat and water.
Yeah, and of those fats, it's a huge amount of, guess what, cholesterol, the very thing that they try to fear you into lowering or pay you now into lowering. And in fact, as we've said so many times before, the fact that we are cholesterol phobic and that we fall prey to the doctors who are trying to reduce those numbers, we actually increase the likelihood and incidence of neurological degradation diseases, and that would include Alzheimer's.
Yep, and a lot of those types of conditions we're also dealing with now, the toxicity aspect with mercury and such, but because with Alzheimer's, you know, that's what the primary issue is. But yeah, you're absolutely right. These are some of the things that people definitely have to take into consideration because the misinformation is leading people into believing that there may be a solution somewhere, whereas in fact it's actually causing the problem.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and as long as we've been talking about this, teaching it, preaching it, whatever, and you know, I know one of the best things that you said, the quote about preaching without ever saying a word. That's to me, that's becoming the living example. Of course, our radio show would really suck if we didn't speak. So we kind of have to violate that concept. But, you know, try to live our lives in a way that's congruent with the message that we put out into the world, that you wrote about in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. And, you know, as much as we've done it, there's still so many millions of more people that we need to reach that are waiting to hear this message. And I know you're working diligently to outreach further in so many ways as well. So it's not that we're content, we're sitting on our laurels here, resting on them. For those of you who already know the message and listen to us regularly, there's so many more people in desperate need of this information.
Yeah, so I think it's a good reminder that, and I don't know whether this was what your intention was by bringing that up, Robert, but it is a good reminder, I think, to listeners that if you enjoy the show, then tell people about it.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned as well, if you post it, a link on your website to the Robert Scott Bell Show, to Advanced Medicine Mondays, we will give you a shout-out just as a thank you for helping to put the word out. Send out an email. Call your friends. Send them. Because, listen, the mainstream media is not going to tell anybody about what we're doing unless they're going to try and trash it, because the message is so counter to what they are trying to do. And that their agenda, of course, is to have you subjugated to a medical drug model. That's not what we want you to do. We want to free you from it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Bringing that power to heal back to you where it belongs. Each and every week, Dr. Batard joins me to do advanced medicine. MedicalRewind.com, easiest place to get it. Of course, our GCN, our syndicator, and iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and the new TalkNetwork.com. So lots of ways to listen to the show and tell your friends about it. Dr. Batard, over the weekend, on Friday, we learned of Senate Bill 646 here in Florida, which was kind of a mimicking of SB 277 out in California. Remember the one to wipe out religious and personal exemptions to vaccines?
Yep.
So it happened in Florida. A dentist senator submitted this bill that would basically do the same thing in Florida. But we got wind of it through the National Vaccine Information Center. And in about 12 to 15 hours approximately, we had over 1,000 people calling and emailing the senator and their representatives in Florida, and we didn't expect it to happen, but within that time frame, he withdrew the bill before it could gain traction. And this is an alert because this is going to happen in every state of the nation. They want to do what they did in California. Now, this guy had been given $500 by Merck. That was chump change compared to what they were given, thousands and thousands, sometimes tens of thousands, to Richard Pan, Dr. Pan, and others in California. And the alert is, do not wait. The moment you get wind through the National Vaccine Injury, a National Vaccine Information Center's advocacy portal, start right then and there. Start right now educating your family, your friends, your neighbors, even if they're pro-vaccine, that this isn't about being for or against vaccines. This is about the freedom as a mom and a dad to work with your doctor however you choose to decide to do a different schedule or no schedule at all.
Well, that's pretty impressive. You guys were able to do that.
Yeah, no, it was a nerve-wracking moment when we thought, okay, Florida is now next on the hit list. And, you know, one of the things we predict here is that they're going to try and pull another false flag event like they did in Disneyland in California, because we have Disney World here. Or they might do Universal and call it the Universal Flu, right, or the Universal something. It's like, and they'll blame the people who are not vaccinating, never mind that they never did find a patient zero in the Disneyland one. They never proved that it was a non-vaccinated individual. We've shown so many times that people who get the MMR shot are shedding the measles virus and actually can be the cause or the vector of transmission.
Yeah, in fact, I think we talked about that in the show too, Robert. Remember the person? They found that the person that did get the was the cause of this Disney World breakout. They had been vaccinated, and the type of measles that they had was basically the lab-grown variety that's used for the inoculations. It wasn't the wild type.
Correct, yes. And, of course, that's not being trumpeted as it should if they had any intellectual integrity on that level. But the point is, we have to be very, very alert that they will utilize these concepts. Again, they're very, I mean, crafty in the way. Like, how do we make this go? We'll go to a place like the happiest place on earth, the friendly, where the kids feel safe, and we're going to say they're not safe. And so they grip the fear in California and the nation, and then they use that in California where the Democrats had largely basically abandoned the religion of their youth and adopted the religion of sci-fiantism or scientism and said, you know, we worship there and the vaccines are the sacrament. And they said nobody should be able to get out of it.
I just love the way you draw those. I mean, that tapestry that you weave with your words, is, I really like it.
Well, don't try this at home, Dr. Bittar. I'll have to call Debbie. We'll resuscitate you. Debbie, resuscitate him. He tried to do that. Well, you know, literally, that's what they are weaving a tapestry that is not so pretty over us, if we allow it and if we fall for it. And again, this is the game of fear. And if we're not grounded in principle, in the way we bring these principles each and every week and 6 days a week here, people can be manipulated to believe things that aren't real, and then they become real.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Robert. This is something that is, once you start seeing how they operate and you see their agenda, and you especially see the way that they create this illusion, the false flag events, so many of them that have occurred. But I think the way to battle is awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly...
And then the action that comes from that awareness, because you've read the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, and you've cleaned up your liver, and you can think clearly because you're not afraid of fat, you've removed the mercury, right? And then you can do what you know you need to do to protect yourself, your family, and help your fellow Americans, or Canadians, or Europeans, or Aussies, wherever you are listening to the show here. We appreciate you. Dr. Bittar, tell them what they need to know before we wrap up.
That the power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.